Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us now, ladies and gentlemen. David Gerson is here. He is a corporate executive. He is an author, the author of a new book called How Crony Capitalism Crushed the Middle Class and Killed the Economy. And he also just happens to be running for District 2 congressional seat in the great state of Minnesota, the land of lakes up there. And he's also a member of the Tea Party, which means he's most of the time that means that he's trying to unseat an incumbent who's not in the Tea Party. And he's here to talk to us about some of his ideas on the economy, on wealth creation, on wealth redistribution. And I've got a few other questions for him. David Gerson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you on the show. And first, let me say this. Thank you for running for Congress. I would make that statement if you were a Democrat, you know, off the left end. Thank you for serving. Thank you for taking the time to get involved in the process, for putting yourself out there, for the work, the effort, the exposure, which might not, you know, sometimes the exposure is not a good thing. Sometimes it can be painful, especially for the family. Who knows what people will cook up. But I just want to say that I admire you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I'm a Republican taking on the incumbent Republican instead of going after a Democrat.
That's blasphemy these days, isn't it?
Yeah, the reason why we want to hold our Republican leaderships accountable for not upholding our platform.
Right.
And we find it more important to take on the Republicans that are having these transgressions than actually go after Democrats.
The Tea Party folks have become heretics. And the reason I say, let me tell you why I say that. A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. A heretic,
right.
You know, it doesn't have to, in my opinion, the modern definition doesn't mean some, you know, Martin Luther was a heretic, right? He was a true believer who didn't like the status quo, and look what he did. I mean, I really believe, and I think everyone who cares about America should support the notion of the Tea Party, a group of people who really want to reform America. Clearly, America needs to be reformed, and you guys, you have your point of view. You get to have it, and I think it's healthy for America to have a vibrant Tea Party.
Absolutely.
What do you
Thank
think?
You. Yeah, right on.
Yeah. So okay. So the guy that you're going to replace, that you wanted to replace, he's the incumbent. He's been in office for a while. What's his name?
His name's John Klein. He's been in office since 2002. He votes with Boehner on every issue. He's just a rubber-stamped Republican who is rubber-stamping the process of crony capitalism that's bankrupting our nation.
All right, so this is where you split with the Republican Party, right? And when you talk about crony capitalism in your book, crony capitalism basically is an equal opportunity ism, isn't it? Because it's on the Republican side and the Democrat side. That's what you say.
Absolutely. And the reality is that special interest groups really control the government. All legislation is written in their benefit, to where over the last 20 years, all of the wealth and income has accrued to the top few percent.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a position now where the bottom 80% of Americans only own 7% of the financial wealth and take in 39% of the income.
Isn't it interesting how some of the things that you say sound like some of the things the Democrats say?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But
you say it for different reasons. Mitch, say that is because when you say that, you want the reform to happen in favor of less government and more self-determination, and typically the people on the left say the same thing that you're saying, except their answer is more government and less self-determination.
Right?
Am I right about that?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, good point.
And so it's interesting that you guys want the same thing, but you each have different solutions, right?
Right. And in my book, what I've tried to do is break down the economy and debunk the myths that are used to create this linear thinking that is used to keep us from understanding the true root causes. And today, with what's going on with the economy, people talk about having a private sector balance sheet problem. Well, the reality is the net private sector balance sheet is in great shape. The problem is that the wealthy have very healthy balance sheets, and the non-wealthy majority are no longer able to take on debt.
And how would you fix that?
Well, to me, the only way to fix it is to reduce government, because as government's gotten bigger, we're now spending nearly 40 cents of every dollar on government. The benefits of those who have the money and influence to lobby government have grown and increased, to where if you don't have that kind of access, you no longer can get a piece of the pie, and you've seen your income and wealth decrease. And to me, the only way to fix government is to eliminate the government distortions, eliminate all tax deductions, all mandates, and
you're saying the only way to get rid of crony capitalism is to reduce the size of the opportunity for it to happen. Reduce the opportunity for lobbyists to go in and influence somebody around some bureau, some legislation, some regulation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if we were able to eliminate that opportunity, that special interest money would dry up.
Right.
Because there wouldn't be the benefits.
Makes a lot of sense to me. We're going to take a quick break. The book is called How Capitalism Crushed the Middle Class and Killed the Economy by David Gerson, our guest. We come back. I want to talk about, I want to ask some more questions of David, and ask him if Minnesota could be in play this year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.